This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Angela's with us from the Y. Did you see that they announced an opportunity for undergraduates, Milliken, by the way, to accelerate their careers in arts management through a new accelerated arts administration, Master of Business Administration, 3+1 dual degree program yesterday?
Well, I didn't see that, no.
Yeah.
Better get your resume
for
ready.
For the fall of 2022, so after this semester, the arts administration major wasn't even a thing when you were there, right?
Nope. Not that I was aware of.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a good deal. So now be artsy, but you got to be smart about your artsy.
Art is a business. People are finding out you can make money doing art.
And you can be both. You can do left brain, right brain on this stuff.
Very cool.
All right. Yesterday, Nick was on this call as well. We had what was supposed to be a 3-hour, promised to be less than 3-hour, but was exactly 3 hours and 1 minute meeting, a virtual meeting yesterday. And my Apple Watch shamed me like 4 times during this meeting. I couldn't go anywhere. We had a 5-minute break. We were promised to only get one. I did go down to use the microwave oven to put my very strict diet meal, into the microwave so I could eat while we were doing this call. But now we have a new thing on the Apple Watch. Have you noticed the new interruption?
No, they did. They did add where you don't need your Apple Watch anymore so that you can open your phone with your mask on. I did see that, but you said there's something else that...
No, this is like you always get the breathe, you get the get up and move, and now there is a mindfulness notification that comes in. So now about 3 times an hour, if you're sedentary and not doing anything, the watch is going, you fat slob. You undisciplined. Focus your brain, you dummy.
It's not mindfulness and like, hey, you're being too mean to Nick in there. Cool it down or any of that. It's not that kind of mindfulness.
Being mean to Nick?
I'm so glad I don't have one of those.
Right, it would suck. I don't have it turned
too
on.
Much. My Amish ways can't take it.
No, normally it's a great motivator, or that's what it's intended to be.
Do you need that external motivation? Because I don't think you do.
On,
I think you are
hang
absolutely
on Arnold
motivated.
Schwarzenegger. Have you looked at our nation recently?
You don't need it. I mean, do you need that watch that tells you, you know what you need to do? You don't need that, do you? Nick, do you?
Not at that level, but yes, I need scheduled to be somewhere to fix it.
But schedule, yes, but do you need
not that little
prompts?
Thing? No, I don't need those.
Here's the thing, though, and like anything else, it's in the eye of the beholder or the wrist of the wearer. But it is when I am at my best as a person physically. I do take the prompts to breathe because there is a sort of a meditation thing that we don't do nearly enough in our busy days. So at its best and at my best, it works hand in hand and lives in an area that coincides peacefully, right? Mm-hmm. When I'm not at my best, then I spend my time being pissed at myself because the watch is reminding me that I'm not at my best.
You swearing at your watch? Be quiet. Shut
I can
up.
Think of a visual.
And then there are times where I can't do anything about it, and it's still shaming me.
Yeah.
And it's not because of me being lazy or not being mindful or not breathing. I'm on a 3-hour Zoom call.
Or in an airplane. Move. Okay.
Or driving.
Move.
I every day on my way to work, in the drive, I'm in the car. I'm sitting down because I have to be to drive the car. And this thing goes... Get started. It's like, I can't. I'm in a car.
It's aggravating.
It reminds me of what you just said. At your best, it helps. It goes hand in hand. That's like being a rider in the Tour de France, and if somebody hands you that water, I probably should have a sip here. It makes sense. I'm doing it. But then the other end of it is being the football player out on the field, and the water bottle just gets put up in your face by some person, and you're like, get out of here. I don't need this.
You see that a lot.
Yeah. It's the opposite. One is really good. It helps.
I feel like those guys with the bottles on the NFL field are like those birds that sit on the back of cows, when you're driving down.
And they cannot wait. They've got the little caddies, and they have different names on them. And they'll put it up to their face. And they get shooed.
Yeah.
Shoot. Water shaming.
The mindfulness app, which is with the, I just updated my watch and my iPad and my phone. There was a new iOS update. And so it has now become an addition to this. But I mean, when you think about it, reflecting, focusing your attention, you know, these are haptic, physical reminders of things you should be
building
into your day, because there are things you can do at your desk or whenever you're doing. I mean, I could do the breathe thing while I'm on the Zoom call.
It would probably help everybody's anxiety levels at this moment.
Oh, it would for me for sure.
Yeah.
So I think in the end, at the end of the day, which is a really cliched phrase, it's a good thing, but can be highly annoying in the moment.
It would be that for me.
Annoying in the moment when you can't do anything about it, and even more annoying in the moment when you're just choosing not to do anything about it.
Yes, that's the truth.
Right. Now, you just have to realize that you are a different beast. You don't exist the way most people exist in life.
I don't know about that.
Now, stop. You have to realize this. This is your kryptonite. You don't understand why everybody doesn't get up every day and go, I'm so motivated, I'm going to just kick this wall down.
Well, I don't necessarily wake up like that every day, but job does require to be a little bit motivated.
You got people on the job out there that don't do what you do. Now, come on. Now, not everybody getting a paycheck is living the life. I'm not judging. I'm just saying you are the one percentile.
I truly do it because I love it.
But I think you have to come back to the common man and realize that we are not, we have flaws.
I do not think you are a common man.
Nick?
Nor do I think Nick is a common man.
Come on now.
Flaws
are plenty. I'm ready for you to go on that Hall of Fame, Nick.
Yeah,
When did you graduate from high school? Which sport would you go in? I would say baseball.
I played baseball, but not Hall of Fame worthy.
No.
Football?
Track, maybe?
Played football.
Track.
Because you've seen Nick run? Come on now.
Maybe the field event.
Man, this is so not a good segment for me.
If Nick and Lindsay had a race.
I'm definitely seeing baseball, though.
Yeah, I like to play
baseball.
What position did you play?
I liked second base the most.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good position.
I loved it.
I played baseball like... at the young level, and it never transferred into the older, like when you think of like Little League today or whatever. And I played shortstop.
Yep.
Oh, that's a fun one
That's a fun one. Yep.
Yeah, I guess. That's an important one. Well, it is. The love of baseball then versus baseball now is such a different thing. I mean, the popularity, there was Monday Night Baseball. I mean, you know, you'd watch and there was, it was a big deal. Yeah. I mean, I remember as a kid.
When games would only take a couple hours instead of six.
Well, no, and when they'd play them during the day so that everyone could watch.
Yeah.
I mean,
they still play every day.
No, I meant during the day.
They do. They do.
Even Wrigley got lights, Nick. I mean, you know, like the prime time. They played World Series games during the day?
No.
Okay, but they did. Jesse Jackson.
They didn't have lights.
No.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson hit three home runs off three different Dodgers pitchers in a World Series game for the ages that happened during the day. I mean, that wouldn't happen now. Because I get it. I mean, it's for nighttime viewers. But even the West Coast, how late do you have to stay up to watch a Dodgers game?
Late.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, when we were kids, we were funneled into that baseball thing. I'm not sure that still happens today the way it did then.
Yeah, I mean, the Cubs and the Braves had a lot to do with that as well, with WGN and TBS being on consistently.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
Yeah, but back then, though, you wanted to play baseball. I don't know that the kids today, some do, clearly, but it's not. If you look at the numbers of people playing soccer versus people playing Little League, those numbers have completely flip-flopped.
Sure.
And that's okay, I guess. What happened to the Cardinals diamond or whatever we had?
It's still there.
Is it? Where is it?
Yeah, it is
off of Hess Park. Shore, isn't it?
No, it's not off Lakeshore. It is.
Oh, it's not.
It's like right
by the Y, right?
No, it's by Mueller, the new Mueller factory. It's out that way. It's like, I don't know those. Is that Jasper or North Woodford or something like that? It's right over there by St. Teresa. Not too far from St. Teresa.
Hang on a second. St. Teresa is nowhere near Woodford.
That part of town. Yeah, it is. It's only a few streets blocks over.
I need to get out more.
Hang on a second.
I did not think that's where it was.
It's by St. Teresa? or it's by Woodford. Those are two very different geographical
it's
areas.
It's on the north end of town. I could drive there in 2 minutes just going up and over.
Okay, that's fine.
Going up and over.
Nick has divided a line here in the city of Decatur, and he said, okay, if you're this side of El Dorado, it's all the same north neighborhood. If you're on this side of El Dorado, it's all the south. No. One is the northeast, one is in the middle, and one would be the northwest. Is it in the middle or the northeast?
I know that if I'm digging a hole, I need to stop digging. I won't be able to get any further. It's the Dexter Fowler Field.
Yeah.
And I drive by it fairly regularly.
What street are you on when you drive by it fairly regularly?
That's the thing. I get those roads confused. There's Jasper. It's either Jasper or it runs parallel to Jasper. I told you. I don't know.
Okay, I'll find out. Just take that stress off your plate.
It's east of Jasper, isn't it?
Probably. Thank you.
Yes, and it's on.
Jasper runs east west. How's
that
it
be
east
Hess
of
Park?
Jasper?
Is Hess Park over there?
Did I just say Hess Park?
Jasper runs north south.
Yes, it's a north south running road.
So.
Oh, people are going to be so mad at me for not knowing this.
875-1340. No, call 217-875-1340. Nick's lived here his entire life.
I just get...
And you act like a kid from Forsyth that wasn't allowed to come into the big dangerous city with directions. Where is the Dexter Fowler Field? I'd like to know. I'm just saying, Nick, if somebody will...
Was it formerly Hess?
Nick, take those calls, and we'll figure that out.
I know where it is.
I thought that Hess Park was what jumped in my head.
I know where that is,
yeah.
But that's not close to St. T.
No.
Not even close.
It is north.
It may be on a parallel.
Yes, it is north, for sure.
Okay, yeah, I know. Then
All right.
Sorry, Nick.
So the reflect or the breathe session, back to the Apple Watch, the mindfulness app. And it will say things, and you tell me if this is helpful or not.
Okay.
It will say things like, think of something you did that was fun and remember why you liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Does that work?
That works for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then the breathe app, which really does work, because if you inhale slowly and you do as the animation grows, like on the watch, you watch it, right? And as you and you do it to the animation on the watch, and it does in a pretty quick time center
you
and focus you, and it I think if you just go, okay, I'm not going to be annoyed by this. I'm going to like just take 2 minutes. No matter how busy it is, because we can all take
2 minutes.
Yes. And it does make you feel better.
I would imagine it would. But I'm going to just start doing that today without a watch. I'm just going to start taking 2 minutes.
You're a one percenter. So what you do is as the animation grows, you inhale. Mm-hmm. And then as it shrinks, you exhale. So it is kind of like not a metronome.
And it's some colors, so you're very soothed.
I think it's green. I'm not sure. But anyway, so the mindfulness app. Here are some ways. It's a reflect session is what they call it. Then you get summaries. So not only does it shame you all day long, it gives you a weekly report of how bad you've been all week long.
Oh, goodness. Sign me up for that.
See, but I would think you'd be all for this.
Oh, it would be one of those things where I got to compete with the watch. I got to be better than the watch.
Well, that's the whole close the rings thing. So you don't even know what close the rings means, do you?
I have a feeling I get the picture. Yeah.
So you have.
And that would drive me insane.
And part of my problem is that I start out my day sitting for 3 hours, right? So my rings are woefully inadequate at this point.
Yeah.
So you have the calories you burn, the exercise you do, the and time spent on your feet are all different colors.
Okay, yeah.
That's a good thing.
I would be competing with myself before 10 o'clock.
You can also see your height or your heart rate during the mindfulness session, so you can see.
That might get me crazy.
Are you literally a Luddite? I mean, we usually say that in a joking manner, like casually someone's kind of a Luddite.
Yeah, you really are. I could do it.
But how are you going to fit into?
I can't. I just can't. No, I'm fitting. I'm fitting in by a watch right
now. No, you're not.
No.
Nick. Do we know where the park is?
Yes. Okay. So it is on Martin Luther King.
MLK, yes.
Okay. Yep. It's on Hess. It's Hess Park. It is Hess Park.
Martin Luther King.
The road east of Martin Luther King is Jasper. The one east of that is Woodford. The one west of it is Water. And just a little bit more north is St. Teresa. So I was in the right neighborhood.
You were north of El Dorado,
I was
yes.
within a mile of it three times. Okay. But I missed the MLK, and people helped me.
Okay, well, that's fine. I don't know that you'd give anybody directions to Hess Park by having them go via St. Teresa.
No, I was, like, doing my daily drive. That's all I was doing.
But you don't know the names of the streets.
I do know the names. I just didn't know the order. Okay. That's where,
like, where the problem happens.
I do the same thing when I'm trying to go to Carol Lou's. I can't remember which one of these I have to go up.
You're a path person. I'm mm-hmm. a path person as yeah. well. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't remember streets. I'll remember, like, buildings and yep. just the path.
Wayfinding. My yeah, mom used yeah. to be like, fine, go up to Hardee's, turn right, turn left. Yeah. At
I do know my directions, but I'm more of, you know.
Landmarks.
That, yes. I'm
so
a very,
Dexter Fowler yeah. Park is still there.
Yeah.
Okay. What did Clay say with this Wednesday? 700-800 kids participating in Little League, basically. Mm-hmm. I know there's yeah. different names or whatever. That would have been 5,000, you know, when I was, you know, that age.
Oh, wow.
And dang. Yeah, there were fewer choices. Soccer wasn't even an option, you're right. JFL seemed, you know, baseball was easier than that. I mean, as far as, you know, and, you know, we didn't have video games. Hell, we didn't have cable. Right. You know, so, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. It's not just the popularity of the sport. But baseball became, in my opinion, and still as a consumer, it takes too long. It's too boring. And they just, they're a sport that will, they're going to die on the tradition tree. Mm. I mean, meaning they will not adapt. They will not, because there's so many purists, and we just saw it with the Hall of Fame vote, you know, on Saturday. Don't you think it's run by people who just refuse to adapt?
I would say, that's not by and large, yes, but they've made strides.
What strides?
They finally are looking at different rules. They've added some cool factors to some of their.
Okay, but I would not to challenge you personally, but what rules have they changed, and what have they added that's actually cool?
So like events surrounding the All-Star game, the way they do their marketing, stuff like that makes it cooler. Some of the products and outreach they do.
Maybe.
Okay.
I've not watched an All-Star game in 5 years.
I know. Yep. I'm not saying they're doing it all the way great.
Here's what they got to do, right? They got to, like, in my opinion, they have to speed up the game.
Yes.
I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
It's ridiculous.
And you start with the guys who are standing up there in the box doing Robert De Niro from that movie with all the twitches and the gloves and the, I mean, that routine, that 30-second routine, every pitch.
Every.
That, they didn't do that when I was a kid.
They're testing out balls and strikes with computers in AAA.
Okay, good.
And they've
getting
limited,
rid of umpires,
limiting manager trips to the mound.
I don't think
like
it's
that.
The umpires. I think it's the players. You know, I mean, between the routines and the routines are almost Rain Man like at this point. I mean, like where it's every pitch,
like Nadal when he's on court.
Yeah, see, I don't watch tennis anymore either.
Oh, boy.
That's a good reference.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
There was a lot of that?
Oh.
A lot of ticks.
I mean, that's
so OCD, it's unbelievable.
The average player in baseball is sitting up there having the fish sticks conversation in between every single pitch.
Well, Nadal just played last night, so take a look.
The Velcro doesn't get that loose with one swing of a bat.
Nomar Garcia Parra. He's been retired for a while.
No, I mean, but they but all do that.
He's the one that did it.
Elbows
the most.
And the tightening and the I mean, every
the Joe Morgan chicken wing.
They do this, you know, with the hand up, put the leg out of the box, and go through that routine over and over and over. And then the worst is when the pitcher's just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I mean, there's micro things they've done better. Like, we're going to intentionally walk this guy just instead of throwing four balls, just go to first base.
Yeah,
cut it out.
I get that.
Yeah,
I mean, just little things like that they're trying to do.
I get it. But I will tell you, I go to an NFL game, it goes by like that.
Yeah.
And
I go to a
hours.
Hockey game, it goes by like that. I go to a baseball game, I am looking at my watch the entire time we are there.
It's got design downtime, a lot of it.
But all of them do. Football probably has the least amount of per minute per action of the entire experience of all the sports. But when you're there, it doesn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. NBA, same way. I'm not a huge NBA fan. I love watching the NBA in person. Mm-hmm. Hockey, exact same way. It's exciting. Everybody's into it. There's an energy. None of that exists in baseball today. I don't feel like. I think you get to the postseason, it's a different ball game just because everything's on the line and that elevates everything. But just in general.
I think basketball, other than when it gets down to the final couple of minutes and the timeouts and the fouls, other than that, they've got it down to it's the best to watch.
Basketball is really fast, college and pro. I mean, when you go to an Illini game, I mean, you're getting a great experience.
And they've been really smart in adapting the partners that they have for their marketing and everything that goes with it. So you feel like it's part of the whole thing. Whereas baseball, sometimes you're just watching the general. It's, you know, just stupid ads in between.
It's all breaks. Listen, we're all trying to figure out holding on to what works, embracing what will work, evolving, adapting. I mean, in the workplace, I mean, you got to have these discussions every day at the YMCA.
Yeah, it's minute by minute sometimes.
Yeah, you know, this equipment that used to be really busy now sits there and does nothing. You know, this class that used to be really popular, now people have moved on to different things. And you can't chase every single, you know, shiny object. But I'm open to know that you can't just do it the way you've always done it because that's the way you've always done it.
Exactly. That's the one phrase I can't stand is, well, that's the way we've always done it. Ugh,
listen, half the world lives in that comfort zone. Right?
And I understand change is hard, but you need it.
Well, there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
So what's the next thing? Clearly, you know, for 2 years, Peloton was like on fire. And now it's a dumpster fire, that someone's trying to put out. And can we have another character have a heart attack on like some major TV show while riding a Peloton? Which first and foremost isn't like a very accurate way to like show working out and how people die of heart attacks. But right. Peloton's furious. But that's not Peloton's problem.
Right.
But that was considered to be the thing, right? Mm-hmm. And that's then they come out with the mirror or some of these other things. And I'm thinking, these are like $3,000 or whatever. Yeah. That's like most people aren't going to do that. So what is the next thing? And as a facility, I mean, a place with a lot of square footage and gymnasiums and tracks and weight rooms and swimming pools and the hybrid of home, what does it look like a year from now, 2 years from now?
That is a good question. That is a million-dollar question. I think the interval training's here to stay and just always changing it up.
The stuff that we were doing in the challenge for years, that's as popular as ever because, first of all, it's better for your body because your body keeps getting confused, and that's what you want to do. But secondly, it's not boring. It's not routine. It's not and also, I think people will kill themselves for 60 seconds more than they will an hour. I mean, I can get through 30 seconds. I can get through 60 seconds.
Absolutely. And, you know, a couple of years ago, we kind of looked at how we marketed our personal training and we used to do it by the hour.
Yeah.
Now we do it by the half hour.
Sure. Because you don't need an hour.
Yeah.
It was arbitrary.
Yeah. I mean, there was, you know, you can easily get your half hour in and people like that and they're more apt to buy the sessions. And we've kind of gone from actual sessions to you buy this many hours during the month. And this is, and you use them how you want to use them and you got to use them within that month.
Makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
And you got to constantly adapt. And I know it is also one of the things that people hate doing the most because you get into a routine and a comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And you know, trust me, every business right now, every smart business right now, you know, is having this kind of discussion because we don't know what the world looks like post-pandemic because we're not post-pandemic yet. We do know the world has changed forever in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate Drew Early's PSA because I think he is spot on.
It's not a PSA. They pay for that.
Sorry.
But thank you. That's okay.
Sorry, Mr. Early.
But you're right. I mean, that's the only way we're going to get to that. But that's a whole other discussion. So the thing for me is, like, just try something. Get up. Get moving. Be open about if the watch, something like that might help you, do it. If it doesn't, then don't. I think when people are trying to get into routines to begin with, those kind of reminders, I think, can be a helpful thing, not a shameful thing, but it's just a little nudge. Like, you know, here's how you get and make it routine.
Right. And you don't need to jump in and do it 7 days a week. We see that too much.
No, but you know what you go can do 7 days a week is breathe. No, I mean those kind of things that then if you go to the Far East culture where they've figured this stuff out way more than we have in Western culture, these things that are not physical exercise but mental exercise, meditation, breathing, mindfulness, that stuff all feeds right into the other.
Right, and I'm not suggesting that you don't do that. I just, but
you're suggesting that you're a hard ass that doesn't need any of this technology to remind you to breathe. We know what you're suggesting.
No, I think when people come to the Y, they think that they have to come in every day, and then they burn out, and we don't want to see that.
No,
let's progress. Let's be realistic. Let's make goals short term, long term.
Okay, one last thing before we let you go. Nick and I talked about this yesterday or the day before. McDonald's is—they're putting some menu hacks on the. There is a Big Mac, fish fillet, chicken fillet sandwich, and this one sandwich has almost 2,600 milligrams of sodium. First of all,
that's your sodium intake for the day.
The entire day in one sandwich. I can't imagine. I think if people want this, fine. It's not McDonald's job to tell you how much sodium to eat or anything else. But I can't imagine the taste together.
I think it sounds disgusting. Sorry.
Nick's all about, which one did you like, the double cheeseburger McNuggets?
The one with nuggets on it.
Boy.
It won't be a staple. It'll be a try once.
Okay.
I want to see you try to eat it.
Well, can we make that happen? I want Angela. I think we ought to every Friday I think on every Friday we ought to put Angela in a discomfort zone.
Okay.
Because sometimes I think you are a prisoner to your own discipline.
No.
Nick?
I think that would be more uncomfortable for me. The shame that would come.
It's not shame. I'm just saying she would never do this.
Right.
She's too disciplined. No. She's too Terminator.
That look that I'll look so bad in her eyes from that moment
that's
forward.
Not true.
I just want to see her body at 2,600 milligrams of sodium at one shot.
Put her in the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, no. That is like, oh no.
No?
I can't even watch it. It makes me gag.
All right. Well,
sorry, I don't like hot dogs. I just don't. I mean, a lot of people don't like hot dogs. Come on. That's fair. And then to watch that with the Kool-Aid, gross. Come on now.
Yeah, the mixing of the fluids you're absolutely right. And I've seen that up close at the celebration. That is not pretty.
No.
Yeah. No, you're right. I love hot dogs. Hot dogs are maybe my biggest weakness.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never. Now, brats, yes. Love me a brat.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
That's Terminator snob stuff coming out again.
So. Yeah, brats
I mean, there's
snobby.
Really not that big a difference in sodium or calories.
Well, they just taste way different.
Like, I love a good hot dog.
Yeah, that.
Like with natural casing on it, snap beef hot dog?
Well, all kinds. I mean, you go to the ballpark, nothing better. Those, when they're steamed that way, you know, and you get it in the foil, and I can just be a basic, just give me mustard. I'm good with that, right?
Yeah, that's.
Or I get a Chicago dog, or I like.
The sesame bun.
Sonic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it comes with, you know, the relish and the hot pepper and, you know, the tomatoes or whatever. I love hot dogs.
Circle K, $1. Who cares?
If I'm going to eat a hot dog.
I don't know that I've ever had a Circle K hot dog.
It's going to be on a campfire burnt to a crisp.
I get that.
I love the campfire one.
That's University Dogs charred.
Okay.
Yep. You'd like that.
I mean, I like it burnt.
Okay. Let's start next Friday.
Oh, goodness.
Right? Every Friday, we'll just put Angela in a different zone.
All right.
Things that her internal discipline would never allow to happen organically, we can force it into happening.
I eat fun things.
Okay, sure.
I do.
Yeah, you bet.
Sure. It's snowing, by the way.
Maybe I don't need no stinking watch. Yeah, I was doing that a little bit earlier, too. I don't know if I'd call. I mean, it is snow, technically. Flurries, probably a little better description. But Natalie Beck told me when we moved in here that you're going to have a snow globe effect up here, and she's absolutely
right.
It's
really pretty.
It's like not a reality. Like, until I have to go down the elevator to deal with it at a ground level, it's beautiful.
Exactly right.
All right, Angela.
Thank you.
It's always good to see you.
You too.
And we'll talk to Angela from the YMCA.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.